Can someone have one purpose? Like, how does someone find a purpose? And just talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So I share in the book, because I think this is something that trips so many people up.
Yes.
You know, they're like, what is my purpose? Or what is my passion? Or is there a difference between purpose and passion?
I love that so
you know,
much.
What is my vision? And what
you're like, are you smiling while you're doing it?
Right. Like, it's like, but I get it. It's like, you're like, am I passionate about this?
Right. Like, do I even like doing this?
Yes.
And I think that if we are asking ourselves those questions, that usually comes from the fact that you're not rooted in your purpose. And so how I explain it in the book, just from my own experience, I feel like your purpose is always your why. Your passions are the what. And what that gives me permission to do is to stay rooted in my why no matter what, but then also give myself the space and the freedom to change things if they don't feel in line with me anymore. I mentioned that with passions, you know, a lot of people are so hard on themselves because they're in this career and they don't understand why they're not fulfilled anymore. They don't understand why they're not lit up anymore. They think something is wrong with them because they feel the way that they do. When really, I think it's just because your passions have started to pivot, but you're not following along. And so as long as you can get clear on what your purpose is and you stay rooted in that why, you give yourself the permission to change your passions. And I was talking to a girl about this once, and she was like, well, you know, I don't know if that's true. I just can't quite figure that out because, you know, I've always been passionate about singing or this or that. And I said, yeah, but think about like your boyfriend from fifth grade. Unless you married him, I doubt that you're still passionate about him. You know, you're probably passionate about new things, but why you might have been lit up by him, you know, maybe it was the connection or the way that he made you feel or whatever. Maybe that's still inside of you and a part of you and could be a part of your purpose and how you want to really share your voice with the world. But your passions do change. Mm. Clarifying that for myself gave me so much permission to follow what I think is really my purpose on this earth. And then also remembering that I can change my passions. And that's why I don't do PR anymore, because I'm not passionate about PR. It served its purpose and its time in my life, but then I wanted to activate my purpose in other ways. And so now I do that with a book. I do it with podcasting. I do that with coaching, with teaching. And then who knows where I'm going to be a year from now or 2 years from now or 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. And so I always say, start with the why. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you can kind of figure out what the what's may be.
Did you ever have a journey with finding your purpose where you felt like, did it upset you? Was there ever that feeling of like, I need to find my purpose, where you felt like you were lost in the process of it all?
For sure. I mean, I've had a lot of moments personally and professionally, so I can give you examples of both of those. But when I was in a transition of my PR stuff and I was working with a client at the time and my body had broken out in these crazy hives, mm-hmm. my dermatologist didn't know what was going on. You know, it's like your body always,
yeah,
always
100%.
Tells you. And so it was like head to toe. I was a hot mess. My cortisol levels were shot. I was exhausted. And I kept trying to like force this solution because I kept being like, this is my purpose. It's my purpose to, you know, connect. It's my purpose to communicate. This is what my degree is in. Da, 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 da. When I allowed myself the ability to just calm the F down, mm-hmm. and just take a moment to breathe and really get quiet and clear. And I actually started working with a life coach because I couldn't figure it out myself. I think that's the other thing, that if anyone out there feels that way, are you allowing yourself to remain teachable? Are you allowing yourself to remain coachable? Because sometimes we don't know what's best and we don't have all the answers, even when we think that we do. And so being open to the idea of having a coach. And I also, the way that I was raised, I had a lot of shame around getting help. Mm. Because I was raised to believe from my origin story that getting help was weird, therapy was weird. You know, if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. And so I had all these stories and these belief systems about help. And when I was able to shed those and to know that, yes, they might have had a place and time to serve me in my life, but they're not serving me now, I allowed myself to open up to a new possibility of getting help. And it was through that process that I was able to really get clear on what about the PR lit me up? What about those moments and those connections and being able to articulate and communicate? What about that lit me up? And for me, I found that it really was that power of communication. You know, that's how I crack open my heart and share it with the world. You're the exact same. We come from that planet of communication, wherever that is in the universe. And, you know, I used to do that through PR, and now I do that through speaking, and I do it through writing, but I always kind of have to root in that why. I may not know what or when or how anything's going to necessarily happen, but if I stay true to that why, then I know that I can come from that place of clarity. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah. I think that's incredibly powerful too. And it's, you know, I think there's a power in like deconstructing things. So it's like, okay, if I believe that PR is my purpose, why? Mm-hmm. What about it do I love? What about it do I not love? What about it lights me up? What about it isn't working for me? And I think that's so much of the process of finding your purpose and finding a path that works for you is the actual work of just getting curious about your experience and how you're feeling and noticing when you feel really good, noticing when you're magnetic. And I think we all have those moments where we've been like, wow, I was really magnetic. I really felt in my power. I really felt in my worth. How can I bring more of those into my life? And I think the deconstruction is so important. But I also think you touched on something that's powerful. And I think this was something that I had to realize and something that I think a lot of people realize is that at first you think that your purpose is your job. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, my purpose is in PR. Like right. It's a PR manager. It's a PR director, right. Like whatever it is. And then you kind of evolve through that and you're like, oh my God, I'm so much more. Mm. Did you ever have that with your job?
Yeah, because you know, PR is not a purpose. It's an action. Yeah, it's a thing. 100%. It's something that I did. Yes. And so that's why that
I love
question,
that God's like, yeah, okay. You're right. Like, PR, it's my purpose.
It's my purpose.
God's like, I made you for this.
Right. It's like also the reason why you still have a bunch of teenagers standing outside a line waiting to get into American Idol because they feel like, you know, American Idol is my purpose. You know, becoming a star is my purpose. That may be a passion of how you activate your purpose, but why do you feel the need to sing? Why do you feel the need to share from that place? What about that is a direct reflection of your soul being shared with the world? And so it's getting, I think, more clear on those key elements of what about your work makes you feel connected to source, connected to a collective consciousness, connected to something that is so much greater and more powerful than yourself. And if you can get to that place and deconstruct from that place, I think that that's when you can start figuring out what it is.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.